This is Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale on Equestrian Legacy Radio. Heard around the world, streaming live, online, and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net.
I am so glad our trails have crossed. Oh, the joy you bring to me. As I look upon each face, such kindness there I see. I wish for you the love of God, a love that never fails. And as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed trails. Our trails now go their separate ways, and life goes rolling on. I hope our trails will cross again before God takes us home. We share the wondrous love of God, a love that never fails. And as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed trails. Yes, as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed trails. Blessed trails.
Welcome to Blessed Trails. I am your host, Belinda Gale. And as always, I'm so delighted to be with you this morning and so proud to bring on a wide array of diverse and interesting guests, sometimes poets, sometimes musicians, and sometimes just fun people. Today's guest is someone who is very precious to me. She is a award-winning Western music DJ extraordinaire and a wonderful Western music performer, Judy James. But before we bring her on, let's listen to her rendition of Jack Hanna's The Gift.
Set me up there when I was only 5. She said, smile pretty, have fun, and hang on with your thighs.
I'm Gary Holt, inviting you to join me along with my special guest for Equestrian Legacy Radio's Rendezvous 2017, a benefit for the Alzheimer's Association and the National Parkinson's Foundation. The dates are June 1st through 3rd at the historic Loretta Lynn's Ranch in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. Trail riding, music, shopping, a wild Mustang show, horse packing demonstrations, and much more. For details, tickets, and reservations, visit equestrianlegacy.net. That's Equestrian Legacy Radio's Rendezvous 2017, June 1st through 3rd at Loretta Lynn's Ranch just outside of Nashville, and Hurricane Mills.
In old St. Louis, over in Missouri, the mighty Mississippi, well, it rolls and flows. A son was born to Mary Russell, and it starts the legend every cowboy knows. Young kid Russell, he was born to wander ever westward. He was bound to roam, just a kid of 16. Up in wild Montana, he found his home. God made Montana for the wild man, for the pagan and the Sioux and Crow. But he saved his greatest gift Charlie, saying get her all down before she goes. You gotta get her all down, and she's bound to go. God hung the stars o'er Judith Basin. God put the magic in young Charlie's hands, and all was seen and all remembered. Every shining mountain, every longhorn brand, he could paint the light on Horsehide shining, the great passing herds of the buffalo and the cow camp cold. God made Montana for the wild man, for the pagan and the Sioux and Crow. But he saved his greatest gift for Charlie, saying get her all down before she goes. You gotta get her all down as she's bound to go. When the Lord called Charlie to his land up yonder, he said, Kid Russell, I got a job for you. You're in charge of sunsets up in old Montana, 'cause I can't paint them quite as good as you. God made Montana. Charlie, saying get her all down before she goes. You gotta get her all down as she's bound to go. Saying get her all down before she goes. You gotta get her all down as she's bound to go.
Oh my, I love that song. But I bet y'all are scratching your heads wondering what the heck was that other thing on there. And that was my bad. I forgot that our producer was going to throw in a promo for the upcoming wonderful fundraiser sponsored by our radio station. And so I apologize for that. But if you're anywhere in the Tennessee area, you sure don't want to miss that. But I am so proud to have this lady on the show today. She's an award-winning DJ with a long-running radio show we're going to be talking about that's also award-winning, called Cowboy Jubilee. She's also an amazing teacher, and she keeps history alive through her music. And she is just such a beautiful person with a beautiful voice and an even more beautiful heart. I am so proud to welcome to the show today, Judy James. Welcome, Judy.
Well, thank you, Belinda. Appreciate you having me.
Oh, I'm delighted to have you on. Go ahead.
Thanks for starting with that great show by Ian Tyson, or that great song by Ian Tyson.
I misintroduced that. I'm so used to hearing Jack Hanna do it. I forgot that he didn't write it.
Right.
Thanks for correcting me.
Ian Tyson did.
And true DJ fashion.
Charles Russell.
Yes, you're up on all of that. Thank you for that. First time I ever heard it was Jack Hanna singing it. So I think that's probably why that stuck in my head. Yeah, I'd never heard it before.
I understand that. Sure.
Great song.
It's a great song. I love it.
Well, we're here today celebrating on our show today, not only just your wonderful voice and music, because we're going to be sharing a lot of that today, which is so fun. Just, 20 years as a DJ with your own radio show, and then you're going to be doing a really special thing to celebrate that. And so we're going to be talking about that as we throughout the show. But I'm going to go ahead and we're going to jump to another song real quick before we hear more about that. And this is a really wonderful song that I really love. And is this a Christmas song? Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, a lot of people use it at Christmas, definitely, but, you know, I think we can celebrate Christ anytime.
I think so. And
the song is titled Sweet Little Jesus Boy, and I think that's appropriate anytime. I think a lot of times people use it at Christmas time, but I think it can be anytime. And I was looking for some songs for my new Christmas album, and I just knew I had to sing this because I first sang it when I was in high school, and I've loved it ever since, and it just seemed to be a natural for that, and and so here we go.
Well, it's a beautiful song, and I'm a big proponent of Christmas songs all through the year, so I think it's
there
great.
There you go.
It's great that we're doing it today, so let's listen to Sweet Little Jesus Boy.
Thank you, Belinda.
That's such a beautiful song. That's a Negro spiritual, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yes. It's a proper to say that. Can we say that? African American spiritual. I mean, can we? I don't know.
I don't know either. But anyway,
don't want to offend anybody. But then,
no, we don't. And the amazing Brooke Wallace Deaver on the fiddle there.
Oh my gosh. It was gorgeous. Just gorgeous. So tell me, I don't know if we ever have talked about this. I mean, goodness, I've stayed in your home and we're dear friends, but how did you come to even start doing your radio show? I mean, there's not a lot of female DJs out there, especially 20 years ago. Tell me, give us a little background how that came to be.
Well, the owner of the radio station called me out of the blue one day. I kind of knew who she was. And she said, have you ever thought about doing radio? And I said, well, no. Well, would you think about it? Would you like to? Well, sure, I'll try it. So I've been trying it for 20 years now. That's how it started, just out of the clear blue. She called and was looking for some kind of different programming. And yeah. I started out as an hour. And doing it all recorded, and then it would, you know, play on Saturday mornings, and then it changed to live when we moved to a new station, and it was much more conducive to the station for us to do it live. So,
right,
I started doing it live, and here we go.
That's
where it came from.
Well, you also stream it live, right? Don't you?
People can actually listen in
online. And so we'll have to make sure we get that information to everybody at the end of the show. But because I know, I mean, I will often go into my husband's office on Saturday mornings and he'll have your show going and just loving it. So, oh gosh.
Well, he's one of our best listeners. I never will forget, Belinda. I know we've talked about this story, but it might be interesting to your listeners. One day, out of the blue, I get a call and I answer it. And this guy says, would you play a Belinda Gale? And I said, sure. And I said, which one? And he said, he's Court and Annie. And I said, okay, where are you calling from? Just because that's what I always say. And he said, Tyler, Texas. Well, that's about 3 hours from here. And our signal is not typically that strong. And I said, really? Come to find out, that gentleman later became your husband, didn't he?
He did. He likes that song.
Yeah, right. That was so funny.
It was fun. It was funny. And he didn't know that we were dear friends. And he called in.
Right.
And he's like, oh, his radio show. And he was so, I go, oh, of course, it's Judy James. And so that was, small world, that Western world. Oh my goodness.
It certainly is. And that's why we love it, isn't it?
Oh, we do love it. It's a huge, huge family. Right. And talking about family, we're going to do a song now that you're going to do one that is sort of the grand dame, the wonderful mom of Western music. I believe she wrote this song and it's just so precious. You want to tell us about our next song,
sure.
Bible Tells Me So.
Mm-hmm. The Bible Tells Me So by, Frances Octavia Smith, she was. But, of course, we know her now as Dale Evans. She's from Texas, from Uvalde, Texas. And she wrote this song for one of the shows. I contacted Cheryl and I said, I need a little bit of background on this. And she said, well, there was a show on their Happy Trails TV program that they did about a school teacher, and she just needed a little ditty. So she said, I think I have an idea. And she came back 30 minutes later with this song. And when I was doing my CD that I did in 2011, I really wanted my nieces and nephews and brother and his wife to all sing on the CD because, you know, families are special, as we all know.
Yes.
And they all graciously agreed to do that. They sang on about three different tracks, and this is one of them. And this features the kids on that. And you know, Belinda, you can go into a studio. I guess we're telling secrets, but you know, you can go into a studio, and they can make your voice a little bit better, make it a little bit more in tune, and do different things. Not you, of course. You're perfect as it is.
Oh, yeah.
But they could if they needed to.
Exactly.
And but we didn't do anything to these children's voices. This is just the way they sang it, and it's extremely precious to me.
Oh,
so
gosh.
This is The Bible Tells Me So.
Absolutely. Let's take it away.
Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Do good to your enemies and the blessed Lord you'll surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Don't worry about tomorrow, just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you, he'll guide you all the way. Have faith, hope, and charity, that's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
Okay, that just makes you smile. If you're not smiling, there's something wrong with you. If you're not smiling right now, those kids are so precious. Oh, I love
and they
that.
They really are. They still are.
Of course.
They still are.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I want to talk.
I'm a little prejudiced, but that's okay.
Oh, well, that's okay. You can be. That's kind of comes with your job description, you know, as Andy. You get to. In fact, there would be something wrong with you if you weren't. We would have to examine you. Oh, gosh. Well, the next song we're going to do, I think your brother sings on this one as well.
Yes.
May God and I, and I know I don't want to get all morbid, but I know you just lost your brother. So can you tell us a little bit? He seemed like a pretty special guy. You want to tell us a little bit about that and kind of set this song up for us?
Well, my brother, you know, all brothers are like we were talking about nieces and nephews, all brothers are special. But my brother and I, we lost our parents when I was in high school and lived with my grandmother after that. And so We were really close, and he had esophageal cancer and lost that battle, but gained the victory on April the 10th. And there's no doubt in my mind where he is. And the song, I'm so glad we chose this song because that's where he is. He's walking with God. And so this song is traditionally a cappella, and it's been my favorite one for a long time. And so he's singing the bass, and I'm singing both the lead and alto at the same time. You know,
miracle of tracks. Well, I just think it's so wonderful that you have this recording of your brother that you will have for all time, and his children will have. And that's one of the things I love about what we do, Judy, is that when we're long gone, our families will still have a piece of us. With them through the music. So let's listen to My God and I. And your brother's name is?
My God and
Bob.
I go in the field together. We walk and talk as good friends should and do. We clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadows hue. We clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadows hue. He tells me of the years that went before me, when heavenly plans were made for me to be, When all was but a dream of dim conception, to come to life, earth's verdant glory see. When all was but a dream of dim conception, to come to life, earth's verdant glory see. My God and I will go for a together. We'll walk and talk as good friends should and do. This earth will pass, and with it common trifles, but God and I will go unendingly. This earth will pass, and with it common trifles, but God and I will go unendingly.
Oh my gosh, that's gorgeous. That is just
Thank you. Gorgeous.
Wow. Wow. And what CD is that on? Because everybody's going to want to get that one for sure.
My God and I. That's the title track.
There you go. Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, I'm going to switch gears just a little bit. This is, as we said earlier, this is your 20th year as a DJ with your Cowboy Jubilee radio show, which is, you know, highly awarded and acclaimed. And I know every Western music performer that I feels so blessed to be on the show, and you're just right up there with the top single year, nominated every single year for awards, and off and on you get it. I know multiple times as both DJ and show and the show of the year. So you're going to do something really special to celebrate this 20th anniversary, and you want to tell us about that.
Yes, we're going on a cruise.
Yay!
We, along with our friends and family and fans, are going to go on a cruise. And if you live in Texas, there's no place better to go than I can think of than to Alaska in August. So we're going to cruise to Alaska and have a great time. We'll have entertainment on board as we go. We have some entertainers that are going, and Devin Dawson and Jesse Robertson, I think they were on your show last week. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, and we were talking about
they're
that.
Going.
They're
right.
Excited.
They're going.
And
so are several other people, and we're just going to have a great time.
Well, who are some of the other artists? Who are some of the other artists that are going to be on with you guys?
Well, Charles Williams, I think, is going to go. He's a poet, and I think those are the main artists that will be going, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. we're just going to have a great time.
Oh,
and
it's going to be
anybody who wants to come, contact me, Judy, at judyjames.com, and I'll give you the details. How's that sound?
That would be excellent. And I know this is Jesse's bucket list, so he has, like, gone all out with a balcony and the whole nine yards, and he is so excited about being. And I've been on this cruise before, and if I didn't have a gig right in the middle of that, Bob and I would have been on there with you as well.
We'll have to do it next year then.
We'll have to do it again.
I'm not sure where we're going next year, but you'll have to go with us there.
Wow.
Go next year.
So what ports are you guys hitting? Do you remember off the top of your head?
Ketchikan, Juneau, Skagway, and of course we start off from Vancouver.
Right.
We go back to Vancouver. So and we're going to Tracy Arm too.
Beautiful
fjord.
Yes. Oh, that's going to be so cool. What cruise line are you guys with?
We're going on Holland American.
Oh, that I went on. I was, for people who don't know, I was a travel agent for like 20 years.
Right.
So that was when I did the cruise, that was the one that I went on. And one of the things I really love about that that cruise line. I think some of the other cruise lines have since adopted this policy, but Holland America was the first one to actually bring on experts on Alaska onto the cruise, and then artisans. When I was there, there was not only someone who could tell you all of the history and lore of Alaska as you're going through the different ports, but there was a Native American, I think she was Tlingit, and she was actually weaving one of those beautiful cape shawl things that they dance with, that they weave, and it was just fascinating to watch her weave that. So I would get lost there a lot of times. I think I spent hours with that woman just talking to her, asking her questions, and just fascinated with the process. It's completely different than how they do it. It's very different from like Navajo rug weaving. It's just, it's all hanging right. It's all hanging and dangling off a little, like an H looking frame. It's crazy how they do it, but very, very fun. And so much history in Alaska. And you're a historian.
That is right.
You're a big historian. Have you been researching some of this stuff in preparation for this cruise, or just going to go absorb it?
We've been there before, and but yes, we are going to do some research because it just makes it more fun. We're not taking any. We're going to take one excursion. I mean, you know, everybody can take as many as they want to, but I think we're just going to take one and look at the towns a little bit more, because there's like you say, there's so much history right there.
There is. And I think it's out of Juneau. There's a narrow gauge railway that goes up to the Canadian border where they used a stage to try to go into the Yukon. And there was a ton of history about that trail before they put it in, because they wouldn't let the miners over because they lost so many, because they would go into Canada unprepared for the weather. So they would require that they had a year's supply of supplies before they would even let them cross over. And they couldn't get a year's supply up with one trip. And so they would have to make multiple trips with horse. It was just incredible history
that's
on. So are you going to come
home
with
great
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, what?
No, go ahead, please.
There's a great museum there that tells all about it and has all their supplies all together, so you can see what all they had to take. And we did that last time, and it was so interesting, so much fun. I think that's in Skagway. It's just a beautiful little town. It's totally different. That's what's neat about it. Each town is totally different from the other. Each port is different.
It is totally different. And
great place.
Is it Ketchikan that is like a temperate rainforest, and they get like, they measure their rain in like, not inches. one of those ports is right in the middle of a temperate rainforest, and it's crazy the amount of rain they get. In fact, when you get off the ship, they hand you umbrellas because it's going to rain on you at some point while you're there. It's going to rain for sure.
Well, we take our rain jackets so that we'll be ready for anything.
You'll be ready for now. And some of the, I think Devin was telling us last week that they, you guys are going to open up your like jam sessions to the entire ship. Is that?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about that and what your thinking was behind that.
Well, we're just going to have a microphone and, you know, some equipment set up, and people can come and listen, and people can come and bring their jute harp or whatever they have. We are just going to have a good time. It's not going to be every night, but we're going to have some nights where we do that. And we're just really looking forward to it. The people that put this cruise together that called and said, would you like to do this? Also do one with Hugh McLennan and also Jim and Andy Nelson. So they kind of know what they're doing as far as radio stations are concerned. We're looking forward to it. Going to have a great time.
Oh, you guys are going to have a ball, and I'm going to be so jealous.
Yes, we are.
I'm going to be in Westcliff, Colorado, which is gorgeous, and I will enjoy being there. But you all will definitely be on my mind. Where are they today? It'll be kind of like that. Oh, gosh.
Well, we'll have to keep in touch.
Yes. Yeah, we can text, I think. I don't know. I mean, I think that probably without incurring too many like extra data charges or something, we'll have to text and stay in touch for sure. Now, the next song that we're going to be doing is like a classic, and it's so appropriate for that part of the world. So do you want to go ahead and set up our next song?
Yes, it's You know, we get songs from a lot of places, don't we? Some of them we write, some of them we get from other people who write them, but some of them are from musicals, and that's what this one is from. It's from that great musical, Paint Your Wagon, mm-hmm. and of course, that's a Lerner and Lowe production, and so they wrote the music, and it was just, when I saw the show, it was just a showstopper when Art Fresnell stood up and sang that they call the wind Mariah, so that's what the next song is.
What's one of my favorites? I'm eager to hear your rendition. So let's listen to
All right.
They Call the Wind Mariah. Oh, beautiful job, lady. Ah,
thank you. Thank you.
That's a gorgeous song. You do really, really, really great job on it. Now, one of the things I love about you, Judy, is when one of the times I got to go stay with you a few days, we went tooling around you know, your local part of Texas and hitting all these historical spots. And you could just, I mean, you were like the most awesome tour guide and just so into the history of your area. And I learned so much and it was so fun. And so tell me if you always had an affinity for history, or was it just when you moved to Weatherford, or, you know, tell me about that.
When I was growing up, the first books I'd go to the library and get were always the biographies. If we had a new biography in the library, I just would absorb it. And when I started teaching choir, I always wanted to have the history, you know, the song and the area, the geography also, so that people, so the kids could connect with it. I remember I've been in choirs and we just learn everything in bubbles, nothing related, you know, here's Mozart over here playing the piano and here's the American Revolution here. And, well, I didn't know they were at the same time. I just found that fascinating. You know, so that just kind of opened up a brand new world to me when I realized there was things, you know, it wasn't bubbles, it was linear. And so I tried to give that to my kids so that they could understand the songs better, because we all know that what you impart to the audience, they only get a portion of it. So anyway, their excitement, you know, is just a portion of what they impart.
Right.
And I think it helped them, and it always helped me too. So anyway, that's kind of where all that came from.
Right. And I know that when I'm performing songs with some host that's grounded in some piece of history, and you give that that piece and you provide it to the audience, it just makes that, I mean, every song should stand alone as a piece of work by itself. And they do, because they're great songs.
Right.
But when you can share that history with them and where it came from, and just have them connect to who the song's written about on a more human level, I think it really elevates it. And I think, and you do of that. I've, you know, been to your performances, and you are really, I mean, that is one of the fun parts of your shows, is to impart that history. But you also have written a couple of historical songs as well. And
yes,
you have. And we're going to be listening to one here in just a couple minutes. But please tell us about this person and why they were relevant and how you came to write the song.
Okay. Lizzie Johnson was the Cattle Queen of Texas. She was a woman way ahead of her time. In 1870s, she had her own land. She had her own cattle. She had her own brand. And women in 1870 in Texas didn't have that. She started out as a school teacher, and to make more money, she kept books for the cattlemen. And then she started writing in magazines, and that was just something unheard of at the time. And the money that she got with that, she bought her land cattle and had a brand, and it's registered in Travis County in Texas. And she was just an amazing woman. In fact, when she got married at the age of 36, which was pretty old for back then, you know.
Sure, yeah.
When she got married, she told her future husband, now, Hezekiah, this is the way it's going to be. I have my own land. I have my own cattle. And when we get married, it's still going to be mine. And if I get more land and cattle, that'll be mine too. Now I want you to sign it right here that you agree to that. So I guess you said that was one of the very first prenuptial agreements.
Oh, now that's interesting, because there were literally some states where women could not legally own land.
Right.
Not legally own anything, everything. I mean, even if they inherited things from their families and brought it to the marriage, it became their husband's via the marriage. And if they left the marriage, they left all their stuff with their husband. So, I mean, it obviously was not illegal in Texas for a woman, because I know it wasn't common, like you said, but was it?
Right. It wasn't common at all.
So was she?
They let her register her brand in Travis County. So
wow,
the BY brand was registered in Travis County. So, but when I was doing some school shows, I wanted to tell the story of Lizzie Johnson, and I couldn't find any songs about her. So, well, Belinda, what's a body to do?
You just have to write it. Now, one of the things
there
I
you
think,
go,
and you just write it. That's what we girls That's had right. to do to get any girl songs just about in Western
That's
music.
Exactly right.
We had to write our own because all they wanted to write about were those daggone cowboys. So and the women, I mean, there were a lot of women that were very integral in making the West what it was and helping shape the West, but they just sort of got buried in the history books. Now, one of the things that you mentioned when you sent this song and for me to hear before we put it on the show was that she was the first woman to go on an actual cattle drive. Is that correct?
She took her own herd up the trail. She had cowboys with her, of course.
Right.
But she took her own herd up the trail, and that was unusual. There were other women who went along with their husbands, but they were not her cattle. So
wow.
Lizzie Johnson was a little bit different.
She was a lot different. She was a feminist before there were that was even a word.
That's right. It was.
Oh gosh!
Well, I'm popular beforehand. That was even a thing to do.
Yes. And you know what? And there, I mean, not only is it, just difficult, but it, I mean, in that day and time, I mean, she was really risking ridicule and for people to look down on her. And I mean, because when women did something out of the box back in those days, they were really looked down on, not only by the men, but by other women. So did you read anything? Was there anything in the history that you read that she had to, anything that she had to deal with from that angle?
Well, she was obviously very different. And I think they just kind of accepted that after her husband died, she went back to Austin and stayed there. And when she died, nobody knew that she was as rich as she was. She had money all through her house.
All kinds of
cooks and crannies. And so she was quite eccentric, and I imagine a lot of people just kind of ignored her to that extent. But
she certainly did
leave a legacy.
That's awesome. And it's so neat to see women like that. They're just such a wonderful example for women today. That you just go for it, right? And just don't worry
about
what people think. Well, let's hear your song now. Is it just Lizzie, or is there more to it than the title?
The title's just Lizzie.
Let's listen to Lizzie.
All right.
Head 'em up, point 'em north. Lizzie took her cattle on the Chisholm Trail. Head 'em up, point 'em north, bound for Kansas and the old Abilene Rail. Lizzie was a cattle queen from Boston Town, the first to drive her herd out on the trail. With C.Y. Brandon hired and she headed north, she was bound and determined not to fail. Head 'em up, point 'em north. Lizzie took her cattle on the Chisholm Trail. Head 'em up, point 'em north. Bound for Kansas and the old Abilene Rail. A bookkeeper, a writer, and a teacher too. Lizzie did them all to reach her goal. In town she wore her finest silk and diamonds too. In calico. Head 'em up, point 'em north. Lizzie took her cattle on the Chisholm Trail. Head 'em up, point 'em north. Bound for Kansas and the old Abilene Rail. Sign a waiver for all time. Often he would lose more money than he made. She would cover
but he'd pay back every dime. Hit him up, point them north. Lizzie took her cattle on the Chisholm Trail. Hit him up, point them north. Bound for Kansas and the old Abilene Rail. Bound for Kansas and the old Abilene Rail.
Oh, good job. Good job. I love that part. I love the part of the song where he lost more than he made and she'd cover him, but he had to pay it back.
Well, you bet he did. He sure did. Let me tell you an interesting sideline to that story. When I do that in schools, I'm always, the first question I ask before I sing the song, now, which way is north? And because I want them to go head them up, point them north, and everybody points toward the north, so we have to first establish where north is. Mm-hmm. And I went to one school, and I said, which way is north? And every single student in the class pointed straight up.
Oh.
As opposed, because that's where it is on the map.
Yeah.
And every single one of them, you know, the look of glee on their face, like, I got it right. It was one of those things I'll never forget.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway. That was funny. So did you straighten them out or did you just go with up?
No. The teachers were mortified. No, they said, no. We're sitting right now. Which way is north? Oh, they said, and then they pointed the correct direction.
That's funny.
It was.
Kids are awesome.
But at least they all had been reading a map. They knew it was, you know, they on the map. It was straight up.
It was up. North is up.
That's
that
right.
Makes perfect sense to me.
That's
well, my
right.
Good girlfriend, I cannot believe our hour is almost gone. It's crazy. It's crazy. Before I let you go, I do want to thank you again for being on the show. This was so much fun. I'm so excited about your cruise and just so congratulations. 20 years.
Thank
I mean,
you.
I've been doing this for only 2.5 and I'm like, dang, 20 years. That's a long time and a lot of dedication.
Well, we're ready for you to come back and be on our show, too.
Oh, I think if you kind of had me co-host with you a couple of times, and I think that really gave me the courage to actually step out and get, you know, have my own show. Of course, Gary Holt made that all happen. Without him, this wouldn't even be here. But, you know, being on your show and you trusting me to co-host with you is – that was a big shot in the arm and a big shot in my confidence to step out and do.
Well,
this, so.
We had fun. We had fun, yes. Didn't we?
You're a great teacher.
Well, I don't know. Just learn by doing. And
so. Yep, you're a great teacher.
Well,
please let us know your website again, where people can not only get more information if they want to jump on that cruise. I mean, I can't imagine how much fun to have the gorgeous Alaska cruise, but to be able to experience that great Western music, just the energy and fun of Devin and Jesse and the beautiful music that you put out and a great poet. I mean, that is going to be pretty, those people that are on that cruise just happen to be on it on, not on your group, that are going to be able to take advantage of being in there with you guys. They're going to think they died and went to heaven. It's going to be awesome. So
let us know
how they can get on your cruise and also to get some of your great music and where they can listen to your radio show. So go ahead.
Okay. The website is judyjames.com, and that tells about the cruise, and it's also, that's where my CDs are. And then I have another website, judyjamesradio.com. And if you go there and click on that for Listen Live, you can listen to a steady stream that just repeats all during the day. And you'll hear a lot of Belinda Gale on that and a lot of other great artists. And so that's, again, judyjamesradio.com. And both the Saturday morning show is on qxfm.com, but it's also on TuneIn Radio, that great app that you can get a lot of terrific stations on.
Okay.
So go to TuneIn Radio, and you can make QXFM one of your favorites, and you can also make Western Heritage Radio one of your favorites. Is that enough information there?
That's a lot. Everybody? That's a lot. No, that's a lot of good information. Now, on Saturday, your radio show Saturday is live, and what time does it come on Saturdays?
In Texas, it's 7:30 to 9:30.
And that's Central Time.
Yes, it is.
Yep, because yes, I know it's a little earlier for us, so my husband gets up really early.
Yes,
so
it is. Yes, it is. A
couple hours earlier for us, but he gets up early, so he loves to listen to your show. Well, thank you again, sweet lady, for being on this show and for all you do, because I know that all of the Western performers that I know of are just thrilled with the job that you do and how well you put your shows together and just you just really showcase this music in a really beautiful way. So we appreciate
Thank you, Belinda. I appreciate it. And I also appreciate you not only for making the beautiful music you do, but for doing this show. This is just great. And thanks to Gary, too, for making it happen. You know, we're not in competition. We're all just spreading the music that much further. And I love it. The more people that are on doing it, the better it is for all of us.
It is. We just keep casting that net wider and wider, hopefully.
Exactly right. That's exactly right.
So if you aren't, if you don't have any plans this summer for a wonderful vacation, be sure and check out that cruise and jump on and go in August with Judy and catch her radio show on Saturday mornings and her live, her streaming 24/7, that one radio show.
That's right. That's right.
24/7, they can get great Western music. So thank you again for being on the show, sweet lady. And tell us about the song that we're going to close this portion with called The Prayer.
A Living Prayer was a song that we found that Alison Krauss did. And I've only heard her sing it, but it is a gorgeous song. You might want to look at that, Belinda. You would sound terrific singing that. But A Living Prayer. And it was written by Ron Bach. I love it.
Well, it's a beautiful song to close out this part of the show with. And so let's listen to Judy's rendition of A Little Prayer.
Thank you.
Love you, sweetie.
In this world, I walk alone with no place to call my home, but there's one who holds my hand, the rugged road through barren lands. The way is dark, the road is steep, please be calm, my eyes to see, the strength to Savior lives inside me there. In your love I find release, a haven from my unbelief. Take my life and let me be a living prayer, my God, to thee. Another voice inside my mind, he comforts me and bids me live inside the love the Father gives. In your love I find release, a haven from God to thee. Take my life and let me be a living prayer, my God to thee.
Oh, that is a beautiful song, and I really love that Judy really is that. Her life really is a prayer, and she's a wonderful example for all of us. And I was thinking about the show today and that we were going to be highlighting the cruise and how much fun that was going to be. And I, you know what? I got to thinking, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, that what the Lord expects of us and living our Christian life and being good examples and taking care of each other and helping everybody out. But, you know, He is a fun God too. He wants us to have fun. He wants us to enjoy our life. And I got to thinking about the passage in Ecclesiastes 3, which is one of my favorites. And it starts out, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. So there's something, you know, there's a time for all of us. And it goes on in that chapter, and it talks about all the different things. And then it also talks about the workers and that we toil and work and strive for the things that we have in life. But then it gets down to verses 12 through 13. And I really love this. And this is King Solomon writing, "I have concluded that the only worthwhile thing for them, the workers, is to take pleasure in doing good in life. Moreover, every person should eat, drink, and enjoy the benefits of everything that he undertakes, since it is a gift from God." So, you know, being able to enjoy your life and enjoy your family and do fun things, that God wants us to do that too. That is a gift from him, just like everything else in our life. And I think the key there is to keep in mind that people are watching our lives, and that when we are out having fun, I try to keep in mind when I'm doing anything in my life that, you know, if the Lord was here walking beside me, would I be comfortable with what I'm doing? Would I be proud of what I'm doing? And I think that applies also when you're just out having fun. And in Colossians 3:17, it talks about that. And it says, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." So just go out there, have fun, but know that everything you do, and whether you're having fun or working hard, people are watching your life, and the way you have fun can speak in just huge a testimony to people as anything else you do. Well, that wraps our show for today. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us the gift of your time. And thank you again to our very special guest, award-winning DJ Judy James, for visiting and sharing with us today. I've loved all the music, and be sure to check out that cruise. And there is never a big enough thank you for my amazing producer, Holt, for all he does behind the scenes to make this show happen. And talk about behind the scenes, he is working really hard for that great event at Loretta Lynn's Ranch. So be sure and check that out. If you're anywhere in the area or you're looking for something to do in a couple of weeks, go check it out. It's been pretty phenomenal. And also check out the other fabulous show on Equestrian Legacy Radio. And remember that they are all archived for you to listen to at your convenience. And you can even download our nifty mobile app, and that allows you to take us on the road with you. And if you like our shows, please help us spread the word by liking Facebook and telling your friends about us. Thank you again for joining us today. And until next week, may all your trails be blessed.
My final home. until the day.
Alaska. Cowboy Jubilee with Judy James and friends will be going on a cruise to Alaska this summer, leaving August the 11th, 2017, to celebrate our 20th year of radio. We will be leaving from Vancouver and enjoying 7 days of Alaska. While on board, we will have plenty of time for sing-alongs, jam sessions, and musical fun, as well as a special group tour just for us in Juneau. Cruise Vacations is handling all the details. Their number is 855-530-0131. This summer, it's North to Alaska for our 20th anniversary.